And Lord Apollo, son of Zeus, replied, "Come, sir, you too invoke the gods, the undying, the ever-young. One hears you are yourself a child of Aphrodite. Achilles comes of a goddess not so high, not, like yours, a daughter of Zeus, but born to the seas ancient. Come, then, bear your point straight forward, bronze unworn, unbloodied. Never be turned aside by taunts or threats from him." He breathed into the captain's heart a glow of fighting spirit, and Aeneas shouldered forward, helmed in fiery bronze. But Hera glimpsed Anchises' son on the attack, hunting Achilles through the field. She called her two confederates, saying, "Now take care, Poseidon and Athena, how this action runs its course. There is Aeneas, helmet flashing, facing the son of Peleus. Phoebus Apollo forced him to attack. Why do we not, all three of us, repel him, turn him in his tracks? Or one of us could back Achilles, give him the edge in power, in stamina, in valor, let him know the high immortals love him. Those who fought for Trojans in past days of deadly war were unavailing as the wind. We three have come down from Olympus to engage in this great battle, that he take no hurt from Trojans on this day. In time he'll suffer all that his destiny, on his life's thread spun for him when his mother gave him birth. But lacking intimation of these things, dream voice of gods, Achilles may feel dread when some god comes against him in the combat. Gods take daunting shapes when they appear." At this the god who makes the mainland quake, Poseidon, said, "No need for senseless anger. Why should we be quick to embroil ourselves as adversaries of the other, being far more powerful than they are? Come, we'll move out of the trampled plain and take some lookout post on high. Let men make war. Only if Ares fights, or Lord Apollo, or if they keep Achilles from the combat, then the clang of battle will begin between us on the spot, with a quick outcome, I predict. They'll be so battered by our arms, they must fall back on the Olympian conclave." And Poseidon led them to the wall of Heracles, an earthwork built for the mighty man by Pallas Athena and the Trojans in time past, as cover for him when the sea monster drove him from beach to plain. Now Lord Poseidon took his ease there, followed by the others, shoulders mantled in unbroken cloud.